continue with it. And everyone that was on board last year's on board, and we've had huge turnout for it. And gift cards, had some more businesses this week that are on board. And I think I'm pretty much going to wrap up with what we have and go with that, because otherwise you get a lot going on.
Right. So now let's, for those of you who are just joining us, of course, last week was kind of a holiday in a way, with Thanksgiving weekend. So kind of fill us in a brief history about this there, Jay.
The family and I, when I was growing up, we went and looked at Christmas lights on Christmas Eve, and we decorated our house out in the country quite a bit. And we had always, with our kids, Christmas Eve, go around, look at Christmas lights, and then mm-hmm. we'd go up to Humboldt, to Dakota City there, and always thought it'd be neat to get something going on in Webster and try to get people to come in from the community and eat at places and get fuel and so forth and look at Christmas lights. So I'd hem-haw about what can I do, what can we do, and I thought, you know what, I'll just do something myself and buy some gift cards from businesses, and then they matched what I had purchased, and everyone was on board. And that's how it started. And so then my wife and I go around the week before Christmas, or the weekend before the Christmas, however that lays out, and we would drive one night on the outskirts of all the edge of town and then save the middle of town for last, write everyone's addresses down. And the bigger displays were put in a category that were judged for the top three prizes, which last year was trophies in 250, 150, and 100 by donated from Performance Electric. And then the gift cards, anyone that was in the smaller category or just had any kind of lights was thrown in a bowl, address drawn out the week before Christmas, and envelopes were stuffed with gift cards, and away in the mail they went, and they got them before Christmas.
Jason, you and I talked last week about this contest for the first time, and after a broadcast, we have a whole lot of lighting around Webster City from you've driven around town in the last week.
Yep, last year we had a lot of lights. It was really nice to see homes that had never had lights on them. And last week I was kind of nervous when we got done. There wasn't a whole lot of lights on, but it was still early. And this week a lot of lights have come on houses. There's a lot of blocks that are lit up, and it's looking really well. And there's houses already this year that have never done lights that are doing lights. So it's good to see.
Good deal. And maybe some more in the days to come.
Yeah, there'll be a lot. I know I stopped at a customer's house yesterday to do some work, and they were putting Christmas lights up. So I said, well, that's good to see.
Indeed. Now, we also have some gifts to give away with this contest, right? We do that in a few weeks?
Yes, there'll be the gift cards to give away. So they'll go out. Let me get my phone open here. So the 16th and 17th, or the 15th and 16th, my wife and I will drive around, because we kind of got to put a deadline on it so we can get everything mailed out. So the 16th will be kind of the final time we'll drive around. And then the 17th, we'll have some out-of-town friends who know nobody, and that's how I wanted to keep it. We'll take them to the larger displays, and they'll judge them. And the 18th, we'll hand out first, second, and third. And then the 20th, everything will go out in the mail, and you'll get, if you're drawn out of the bowl randomly, you'll get a gift card in the mail that week.
And lots of businesses taking part.
Yes, lots of businesses this year. I'll just go through a list. This year we've got Leon's here in town, Arna Motor Supply, Hy-Vee, the Lunchbox Market, Morning Glory, O'Reilly's, Baumgar's, the Seneca Street Saloon, Pizza Hut, Gridiron Sports Bar. We've got True Value, Quick Star, Yes Way, and then we've now got Dairy Queen, and the Webster Theater is on board. So, and KQWC for helping me do this. I appreciate it.
We're glad to do it there, Jason. You know that. Yeah. So. And that's, again, that's coming up in a few weeks. About 2 weeks, we'll have the actual judging. We'll be announcing the winners when?
We'll probably announce the winners on, obviously, you know, my wife will put it on Facebook. I probably should get my Facebook up and going again so I can put it on there. But
sure.
Maybe see if I can come on air maybe Monday the 20th real quick or something.
Absolutely. So. Welcome back here. Monday the 20th, we'll be announcing all the winners of the Lighted Home Lighting Christmas Contest in Webster City.
Yep.
Very unique.
And then the letters to Santa, you probably remember
that. Yeah, letters
to
Santa Claus. Let's talk about that. Of course, we haven't had too much time to talk about letters to Santa Claus because of our predicament that we've had this week, Jason. So fill us in.
So back in the day, you guys had a letters to Santa billboard.
Yes, we did.
It was painted by Ray Kinnitz, and I'm not exactly sure where it all sat throughout the years. It was still one of the things left in the building, your little garage down here. So I asked if I could take that and have it redone. So I had a good buddy, Greg Karstens. He clear-coated it, so we put it outside, and I bought a new mailbox for it and had it lettered by my good buddy, Mike Wieman. And we're going to put that in my front yard. It'd be 1400 block of First Street. You won't miss it because the lights will be on. That'll be in the front yard. So if you want to get your letters to Santa in there, we'll come out here and read them at the queue. We haven't set the dates yet for that. I need to talk with Carol and you and make sure what can work. So we'll probably read them anywhere between the probably 17th to the 23rd or 24th, however you guys will be able to make it work with me. And
I know the 24th we will not be here
because we'll
be closed on the 24th. But around that time there, Jason, we can get something worked together.
Yep, and that's just, we'll get details figured out, but somewhere's in there. And I'll be back on the air next week with you the 10th,
right,
and we'll have some more details. But you'll be able to get your kids' letters, have them come get a picture. There's Santa and Mrs. Claus in my front yard. So do whatever you like. Get pictures with the family, drop your letters off, and enjoy it.
All right, so again, get those letters into the mailbox in the 1400 block of First Street.
Yep, I'll probably be getting that out next week, about midweek.
Okay, next
I'll
week.
Have it set up.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, again, it's in front of the Van Sickle home in the 1400 block of First Street here in Webster City. Get those letters in because starting, you said, December 17th, or thereabouts, December 16th, 17th, we'll be doing the letters to Santa Claus thing.
Yep, we'll start somewhere in there, I would assume.
Around 8:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So we'll look forward to that coming up, that 16th and 17th, and that Monday, Tuesday, I believe, and Thursday. We don't do it on Wednesday because we have the Focus on Health radio broadcast from Van East Medical Center. Anything else to share with us this morning there?
Just wanted to touch bases. I believe you guys have a scavenger hunt going on also.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And you have that on the Facebook page, I believe.
Right.
So hop
also on our website.
On the website, hop on there and download or print yourself out the form. There's things to look for all over town. And there is a grand prize, I believe, through
right.
the queue.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to hit that up. Just grab everybody, jump in the car in the next week or so, or start looking for stuff and enjoy a good time.
And already we have just one entry from what Carol told me yesterday in the scavenger hunt. But again, this goes on for a few weeks.
Yes.
Anyway. Yep. We're already third day in December, and we'll see what brings out of that.
Yeah, third day of December.
Yeah, third day of December.
This year has gone rather fast.
Yeah, it sure has, Jason, sure has. Anything else for the good of the cause here today?
I think that's about it. We'll get the 10th. We'll talk about it a little bit more. We'll have a better detail on the letters to Santa and everything, and talk about how many more lights there are, because I was rather happy. Last night I did bop around town a little bit about 5 o'clock, and it was neat to see, they do have them up.
And you know, it's just a fun time of year after what we've been through for so long, Jason. And we hope that people get their lights up, and this will be a good weekend to do it.
That's right. It's been great. I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather to get
absolutely
lights up. And the Christmas light deal, like I said, if there's any decoration with lights, a wreath, anything, that's how we put it in. So if you have one string of lights or 100, that's how we do it. So don't be afraid to just go out and throw a set of lights on the bush or around the mailbox or something and call it good. Just something to make it look nice.
Very good. Can they get a hold of you if they have any questions there?
Yeah, that's fine. They can get a hold of me. I'll give my number out. I mean,
sure.
It's 515-835-9686. That is my business line. If you've got any questions or need a box of Christmas lights, I've got a lot of Christmas lights. When Shopko closed their doors, we filled two shopping carts full. And
wow.
So if you need a set of Christmas lights, let me know. I'll give you a set of lights to decorate a window or something.
All right, so call 515-835-9686
yep.
and talk with Jason about how you can get your home all set for the Christmas lighting contest. The whole, and special prizes coming up. We'll announce the winners again on that Monday before Christmas. That would be December the 20th.
20th, yep.
December 20th, we'll be announcing the winners of the contest. It's going to be a fun time.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time. A lot of people last year said, hey, we just jumped in the car and drove around for hours. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. So. And letters to Santa Claus coming up in another week or two.
Yes.
On that.
Yep.
Very good. Anything else?
I think that's about it, Pat. I thank you for having me on the air. And
you're welcome back anytime. Anytime. All right. Jason Van Sickle from Performance Electric. Again, get those homes all ready for the Christmas lighting contest going on now here in Webster City. And that's the Community Corner for today. I'm Pat Powers.